Hello, and welcome to Daily Hope with Pastor John S. Dickerson. At the end of this episode, I'd encourage you to take a moment and check out cp.church on your web browser. Connection Point is a church that is fully online, and we've created digital tools specifically to help you follow Jesus every day from anywhere in the world. Well, I pray this short devotional inspires and challenges you to take the next step in your faith journey. Now, let's hear from Pastor John.
Hey, I'm so glad to see you today. I've got to just be real with you guys. Have you ever not wanted to go to church when you know you need to go to church? Or not wanted to read your Bible when you know you should? Or, you know, God called you to serve someone or tell someone about Jesus or even just strike up a conversation that would be spiritual. And you just thought like, I know I'm supposed to. There's nothing in me that wants to do that. Well, can I just relieve you of any false guilt and say I feel that way many times? That's a normal part of life. What can we do in those situations? Well, Philippians 2 verse 13 tells us, and I love this verse. I think it'll encourage you today. It says, "For God is working in you." Now, let's just pause there. The verse will continue, but I just want to ask you, do you believe that God is working in you today? Do you believe that? Scripture states it, therefore it's true. So whether you feel like it or not, God is at work in you today. You might remember the verse we've seen in our study a couple weeks ago, "He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it." God is at work in you right now. And we know from other scriptures, you can fan that into flame. God, I want your spirit to work in me even more. Or we can put it out, we can quench it, but no matter how much we even quench it, God is still at work in us. And what does this mean? Well, the verse continues, "giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." So do you need the desire to do what pleases God? I sure do. A lot of days it's not in me. Do you need the power to do what pleases God? Again, I'll be the first to say I need that. What this verse says is God is at work in you, and he can give you the desire and the power to do what pleases him, even if you don't have that in yourself. And so, what do we do with this? Let's pray a simple prayer, and this is a prayer you can take with you into today, and you could repeat this prayer in future days. When you don't feel the desire or the power to do what God has called you to do, claim this promise and ask God to give you that desire and that power. I'll lead you in that prayer right now. Almighty God, I want to thank you that through the person and work of Jesus, you now are working in every single one of us who've placed our faith in you. God, we pray that you'd forgive our unbelief, that you'd strengthen our weak faith. Help us today to truly believe that you are working in us, even if we don't feel it, even if we don't see it, that you are at work in us. And Lord, we just admit there are many things you've called us to do that we lack the desire and we lack the power to do them. And if it wasn't you at work in us, we'd never be able to do them. So we humbly admit that. But with confidence, we claim this promise of Scripture that you are at work within us and that you today will give us the desire and the power to do what pleases you. So we claim that promise and we, Lord, we convert that promise into a request. Help us today to desire what you want us to do. Help us today to have the power to do what you want us to do. And Lord, where we don't feel it, give us faith to believe that this is promised to us today. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
If today's devotional inspired you or helped you in any way, I would invite you to keep following Jesus with us every day. Visit cp.church to learn how to gather with us online or in person for our weekend services. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Daily Hope.